Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bring business performance.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Ruth King being back on the show. Ruth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than 9 years. She's the CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com, the author of the new, very important book, The Courage to Be Profitable. And she's our good friend Ruth King. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jim. It's great to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Ruth, you're one of our top financial experts in the Brain Trust. Folks, Ruth has taught us so much about how to do a better job of managing our money, managing our numbers, managing our financial management, our reports, and tracking the pennies so the dollars will take care of themselves, things like that so many times. Ruth, one of the things you want to talk about today, though, is how to do that financial management from the bottom up. Because usually we think about gravity, don't we? We put a sail in
top.
We put a sail in at the top. It trickles down. We take a chink. A dollar goes in the top, and on the way down, it some of it comes out for materials, and some of it comes out for expenses, and some of it comes out for taxes. And then we wind up with a penny at the bottom, maybe. But you want to go in the other direction, don't you?
I do.
How do we do that?
It just makes sense. Okay.
We start with a penny?
Well, hopefully we start with a whole lot more than a penny.
Let's start with a quarter. I like starting with a quarter. What do you think?
Well, let's start with, let's not break it down into cents. Let's break it down into, in 2014, how much profit do I want to earn? Not necessarily per hour or anything else along the line, but come up with a number.
$10,000, $100,000, $1 million, whatever, right?
Whatever the number. I can't tell you what the number is. Your number is going to be different than mine, and everybody's number is going to be different. So come up with a number that you want to earn, all right, and put it down in black and white and say, okay, assuming that we know this number and we want to earn $10,000 in profit or $100,000, or whatever the number is, but let's take it, let's say $10,000 because I can do that number pretty easily in my head. So let's say that next year all we want to earn is $10,000, and hopefully you want to earn a whole lot more than that. But anyway, so $10,000 is on the bottom line. Then we have to say, okay, what is our overhead for the year? All right, what is our overhead going to be for 2014? We have to pay the rent. We got to pay the light bill. We've got to pay somebody to answer the phones. We got to pay for accounting. We got to pay for legal. We got to pay for office supplies. We got to pay for
payroll.
We got to pay
all that stuff.
It goes on and on.
And this is strictly operating expenses. No materials at all here. We're talking below the line.
Nope.
Yeah,
we're talking things that are going to bet you.
So let's say that's a half million dollars.
Not on $10,000 net profit, it won't be.
it might be.
I certainly hope not. All right, let's say $100,000.
Okay, $100,000. All right.
And then we have a half million dollars in overhead expenses. So then we add the two numbers together, and our gross profit, i.e., the amount of profit we have after we take out our cost of materials and labor producing the products and everything else like that, has to be $600,000.
Right.
All right, so we have to gross $600,000 here and then say, okay.
In gross profit.
Right, in gross profit.
Right.
And then we have to say, okay, what are our labor and material costs actually? And so we have to look at it and say,
That's what's called above the line, folks, which is what goes to make up the gross profit. Go ahead.
And so then we look and we say, okay, let's assume that our cost of materials is 50% of our sales. So if we have $600,000 on our gross profit line, we have to generate $1.2 million to make sure that we make $600,000 on our top line. We take out $500,000 for overhead, and that leaves us with $100,000 net profit.
Right.
And then you look and say, okay, can I do $1.2 million? And that, you have to say, okay, the question shouldn't be, can I, but the question should be, how can I?
Right.
All right, there's a big difference between can I and how can
mm-hmm.
I.
Mm-hmm.
And figure it out. Yeah, if it's $1.2 million and there's no seasonality to your business, i.e. you can generate the same amount of revenues every single month, then $1.2 million means $100,000 a month.
But if you say, no, I can't do 1.2, I can only do 1.1, then that means you got to get $100,000 out of somewhere else, out of the materials or out of the payroll or out of some other expenses, right?
Out of overhead or something like that.
Yeah.
If you truly want to earn $100,000.
But folks, here's the thing. You can't do any of this if you're not tracking your numbers and putting out accurately what you did financially into a report like we're talking about. We're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Ruth King. She's going to help us get better at managing our finances. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.